you've reached the right place. A destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music.
A bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
The finest. As life goes on, you learn to hold on. You learn to appreciate the finer things in life. The finest.
Thank you.
To continue on with the legacy of Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. This is part two, because there was so much music that Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis was producing, and he continued to produce to this day. And we want to celebrate, continue to celebrate Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis for winning the 2019 Soul Train Award Legends Award. And, you know, just to give you some feedback on this, this was the last album for the current singer, Mary Davis. This was the sixth album from the SOS band. You know, they came out with this song, Oh Baby, You're the Finest, in April of 1986. And this would be the last album, like I said, featuring the original singer, Mary Davis, before she left the group to embark upon a solo career. And you know, the SOS band is really the band that gave Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, where they were able to put their Minneapolis soul polish on them, and they really were successful with this band. And you know this band, I remember back in the days in the 80s, we used to go to the roller skating rink, and I'm gonna play that for you later, talking about Take Your Time and Do It Right. You know, the DJs used to mix that, the hip-hop DJs, the B-Boys used to mix that song, and we used to go bananas. And this is Professor T-Love coming at you once again, giving you some classic soul and new R&B here on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And I'm, you know, I got some great feedback from people in regards to the first installment celebrating Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And, you know, I have some fans that are down in Dallas, Texas. And let me tell you, they hit me up and they said, Terry, you had us dancing in the barbershop. You know what I'm saying? I really was elated by that. They was getting their groove on, and you know, it definitely, they had a good time listening to the show. And I definitely said, you know what? Give me your feedback, because you know, I'm doing a part two on this. And you know, just giving a shout out to Mr. Barry Hunter and Derek down in Dallas, Texas. And you know, he said, morning, Miss Terry. Yo, the Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis was on fire. Man, me and Derek and his customers, you had us dancing in that barbershop. Good looking out, and big ups to you. Again, thank you for the tribute. Now we ready for part two. Well, this is part two. And coming up next, we got, this lady is a classic lady. First of all, she got cut her chops with Quincy Jones. And, you know, and she also sang with James Ingram. But this lady got her polish also. Jimmy Jam did this particular cut for her called The Heat of Heat. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
And, you know, just to give you some background on the great Miss Patty Austin, you know, she was born in Harlem, New York, and she was born on August 10th, 1950, and she sings R&B, pop, and jazz, and, you know, her father was Gordon Austin, a jazz trombonist, and, you know, she was raised in Bayshore, Long Island, New York, and, you know, her godparents were Quincy Jones and Dinah Washington. And you know, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis definitely had to put their treatment on this song. And this was on the album that she had called Getting Away with Murder that came out in 1985. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And make sure you catch up with Professor T Love by definitely going to www.abowlofsoul.com. And you can also catch up with A Bowl of Soul by going to live365.com and just searching for A Bowl of Soul. And of course, we present A Bowl of Soul right here on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, www.prn.fm. Progressive.fm, and I've been on the Progressive Radio Network for 8 years, and I want to thank, give a shout out to Gary Noll for believing in what I can do with A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And coming up next, you know I got to give you the collaboration between these two great Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis produced artists. Alexander O'Neal featuring Sherelle talking about, you know what, I never knew love like this before. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi there, this is Kathy Cousins. If you want to listen to classic soul and independent R&B music, you've reached the right place. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Never, 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 never.
you, Never Knew Love Like This from Jimmy Jam. Terry Lewis produced. This was off of Alexander O'Neal's album called Hearsay from 1987, featuring Sherelle. You know, this song is a classic, classic song. Oh my God, I love this song. I love Alexander O'Neal. I love Sherelle, and you know, you got to give it up for them. You know, Alexander O'Neal, you know, he is an American R&B singer, songwriter, and arranger, and he is from Natchez, Mississippi. You know, and his music career spans 40 years, and he was born November 15th, 1953. You know, Alexander O'Neal is 66 years old, and you know, you got to give it up for this brother, you know what I'm saying, because this is definitely, definitely classic soul and R&B, and you know, I'm proud of this brother, and he did well, you know, and he had been singing since 1973, and you know, this guy, his career, you know, just took off. It was on fire, and you know, his collaborator, his co-singing partner, Miss Sherelle, talking about Never Knew Love Like This, was number 2 on the R&B chart and number 28 on the pop chart. And, you know, he really did well underneath Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And coming up next, got to give you something that was produced also by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, The Sounds of Blackness, talking about I Believe. Ooh. You know, because Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis did produce this group who sang, they sang R&B and gospel, okay, combined together. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette Cooper from the group Climax, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of music. And slap me, because I know I'm looking good.
I believe from the sounds of blackness. And, you know, I believe, you know, that came out in 1994. And, you know, the sounds of blackness have been singing since 1969. And they were originally founded by Russell Knighton at McAllester College in St. Paul, Minnesota. And the group was called the McAllester College Black Voices. And it was in 1971 when the current director, Gary Hines, took leadership over the ensemble, and the group name was officially changed to the Sounds of Blackness. And the chief lead singer of this group was Ann Nesby until 1995, and then Nesby went on to embark upon a solo career. But you know, this group, Sounds of Blackness, received 3 Grammy Awards, 4 Stella Awards, and 1 Emmy nomination. They also received the International Time for Peace Award, the International Dance Music Award, and 5 NAACP Image Award nominations and 1 NAACP Image Award. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
Like a moth to a flame burned by the fire. That's the way love goes. Like a
Song That's the Way That Love Goes, and that you should hear the house remix on that. I have the house remix, but that was another number one single for Janet Jackson, produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. This was off of her fifth album called Janet in 1993, and written and produced by Janet Jackson and Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And you know, this song was on fire. This song was on fire back then. They used a little bit of James Brown in this song, and this definitely is a funk song. And That's the Way Love Goes is one of Janet Jackson's biggest hits in the United States. It was one of the longest reigning hits of 1993, topping the Billboard Hot 100 for 8 weeks. And to date, it is the longest running number one single of any member of the Jackson family on the Hot 100. And you know, the song entered on the charts at number 14, and then it shot to number one. It also topped the Hot 100 airplay for 10 weeks, as well as spending multiple weeks at number one on several of Billboard's other component chart. The song became the first and only single in history to debut at number one on the Hot R&B and Hip Hop Airplay chart. And internationally, it placed at number one in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Hungary, South Africa, Japan, and Europe's Hot 100. It is the 17th biggest hit of the 1990s and the biggest selling single by a female artist in South Africa. This song sold over 3 million copies, and it also received the Grammy Award for Best R&B Song, in addition to Billboard Awards, BMI Pop Award for Most Played Song, and American Music Awards. And definitely, we celebrate Miss Janet Jackson and, of course, her producers, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Coming up next, you know, Janet Jackson's label was A&M Records, which was run by Mr. Herb Alpert, the trumpet player. And, you know, Herb Alpert, going way back, for many of you that don't know about Herb Alpert, he used to have this band called the Tijuana Brass. But then he went on to collaborate with another gentleman, Mr. Moss, Jerry Moss, and together they came up with A&M Records. Here on A Bowl of Soul, which is Alpert and Moss, by the way. Coming up here on A Bowl of Soul, and also Herb Alpert is a good trumpet player. Trumpet player as well. Excellent. Coming up here on A Bowl of Soul, the Herb Alpert, produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, a song where you'll hear Janet Jackson also and another female singer on this song called "Making Love in the Rain." And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Station. Really, it is a smooth jazz cut. The lead singer on this was Lisa Keefe, and the backing vocals was Janet Jackson. This song was done on, was released July 20th, 1987, and it was released as a 7-inch, 12-inch single and a cassette single. Remember those? I don't know if a lot of you out here that listen to A Bowl of Soul, some of you do remember the cassette single. I got so many of them, it's ridiculous, but this was a hot cut. I must say, it was pop, smooth jazz, and R&B. And this song was produced, was written by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewson was produced by them. And normally, Herb Alpert normally doesn't play with a muted trumpet. But, you know, I guess Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis said the song would sound even more fly if it was a muted trumpet. And actually, when you think about smooth jazz and how the era of smooth jazz got ushered in, you know, you hear a lot of the muted trumpet on a lot of smooth jazz cuts. It just gives it a slicker and a soulful feel. But we definitely celebrate the legendary Mr. Herb Alpert with this single called Making Love in the Rain, and this was off of his album called Keep Your Eye on Me. And, you know, this song here was a nice cut. And this song, like I said, in 1987, it was on the U.S. Billboard Adult Contemporary chart, and the song peaked at number 21. And, you know, Making Love in the Rain was a big success on the U.S. Hot R&B, hip-hop, and singles and tracks chart, reaching number 7. And the song did moderately well on the Billboard Hot 100, peaking at number 35. And this is A Bowl of Soul celebrating Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul by following my Facebook page, liking my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, A Mixed Stew of Soul Music. You can follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. And if you want to hit me up, on email, you just go to abowlofsoul@gmail.com. You want to give a shout out to iHeartRadio for carrying A Bowl of Soul. And you can also listen to A Bowl of Soul on radio.com as well, and Deezer.com. Coming up next, this is also a group that was produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis with the, and at this time, New Edition had added. You know, added my boy into this group and definitely gave a New Edition another flavor, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, at that time they did not have Bobby Brown in the group, and they decided to add someone else to the group. And, you know, he basically became a New Edition member, Mr. Johnny Gill. Okay, we're going to come at you with this single that they had called You're Not My Kind of Girl. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You you rhyme?
I think he's just bugging, man.
Yo, if I had it, I know what I'd do with it, but you had it on you.
Single with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. They produced the album called Heartbreak. This was from the Heartbreak album from 1988, talking about You're Not My Kind of Girl with the addition of Mr. Johnny Gill. And, you know, this song definitely was written by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis with the lead singers Ralph Tresvant, Johnny Gill, and Ricky Bell. And, you know, this song was a sizable hit on urban radio, and it peaked at number 3 on the R&B charts in the fall of 1988. And of course, you know, they had a big hit with their predecessor single called If It Isn't Love. But this song I thought was a nice song. It was a nice treatment. It definitely has that that Minneapolis soul sound that Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis stamp on it. And we celebrate New Edition here on A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we got something back with the SOS Band, because, you know, the SOS Band gave us a taste of what we were going to get with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And coming up next, this was the Roller Skating Jam right here. Take your time and do it right. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
You've been working too hard, and that's a fact. Sit back and make
apologies for this. You know, I slipped that in there, SOS Band, and I thought that, you know, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis had their stamp on this song, but really, no, they didn't. But I feel like it had kind of that feel on it, or the fact that maybe Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis tried to continue to emulate that feel. But this song still was hot, you know, and if you're dancing and boogieing to this, you know where I'm going. But, you know, this song was from 1980, and this really was the SOS Band's, like, really first hit. You know what I'm saying? This song was number one on the Billboard R&B Singles Chart and number three on the Billboard Hot 100, and it went to become number one for 4 non-consecutive weeks. This single right here was certified platinum by the Record Industry Association of America for sales of 1 million copies, and it spent 5 months, 21 weeks on the U.S. charts. This song was a worldwide hit, and I tell you, this is the roller skating jam, but you know, I slipped this in here because this is the SOS Band, but you know, this was their first hit, and it was written by Harold Clayton and Sig Gedde. I don't know who Sig Gedde is, but I'm going to tell you, this was a bona fide hit. And, you know, we celebrate the SOS Band, just showing them much love. I'm going to leave you with a Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis produced song, Saturday Love, Sherelle featuring Alexander O'Neal. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
It's been a long time. I didn't ever think I was gonna see you again. See, you haven't changed. It's good to see you anyway.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, love. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, love. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, love. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, love.
When I think about always comes together. Sometimes things just don't work out like this. Life goes on and people grow out of things that fit before. But Saturday remains the same, and I hope it'll never change.
For always and forever.
And I hope you enjoyed part two of the Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis tribute, the 2019 Soul Train Award winners. I hope you enjoyed that. I enjoyed it because when I think about it, these guys, they really had a soulful bag of funk that they have spread to the world. We celebrate them here on A Bowl of Soul, and I hope you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul. And make sure you catch up with me next week because I'm going to do a little tribute to Stephanie Mills, you know, because that's my girl, and we got to play some Christmas songs. I hope that you enjoyed your Thanksgiving, that you shared it with friends and family, and, you know, you received all the love around the table. And it doesn't matter what you had. You know, we have a lot to be thankful for. I want to thank you for tuning in to A Bowl of Soul, and make sure you catch up with me again right here on the Progressive Radio Network at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fridays, and make sure you catch up with this podcast, which will be rebroadcasted at 8 p.m. on Live 365. Just look for A Bowl of Soul, and you can go to my website and download this podcast, keep it in your phone, wherever, so that you can take some soul with you, a bowl of soul. Be blessed. Thank God for what you have. And it doesn't matter whether it's big or small, but tune in and catch up. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.